The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
We begin today's daf on Chaf Aleph Amud Rishon. We're at the Gufa, right into two dots, one third of the way down. This is quoting something we noted on yesterday's daf. Gufa Amar Zaidi Amar Biharina Dam Shebishelo Eno Over Alav. Rule: you cook the blood, there's no isuf in the Torah on eating blood. Torah says you can't eat blood. Not every blood of an animal you cannot eat, only the raw blood. But once it's cooked, there's no isur. No, that was the same. Dam Shebishelo Mazim Me'ila. It's a chulin, it's a regular animal. It's not a korban. It's a regular animal. You took the blood, you eat it, you hayav. You took the blood of the animal and you cooked it, you can be patur. Why? Because this blood, we said, is not going to go on the mizbeach once it's cooked. Gemara says, Yativ Rabba veka amrena lashmata. Rabba was sitting in his room with his halakha. Etiv abaye, abaye request. Hikpa et hadam vachano. What is hikpa? The blood became karush, hardened, congealed. Very good. And you ate it. Or you melted the halib, you liquefied the halib, the fat, and you swallowed it. Hayab. That's considered like you ate dam, it's considered like you ate halib. Now, how do you get the blood congealed? You cook it until it became karush. Oh, so if what do you see over here? The dam should be shalom, the chaura, you're going to be hayab. Because the halib become karush, you heated it somehow. Oh, so you see hayab. Vakasha, kanchikpa ba'ur, kanchikpa ba'hamma. Depends how you heated it. One case is talking about we heated it in the sun, and the hamma, one case that we heated it with a fire. What's the difference? Ba'ur lohada. Once you cook it in the fire, it doesn't go back to being liquid anymore. And therefore it's pasul, and therefore it won't go back to ever becoming good. Therefore you're going to be patur. Ba'hamma hadar. But if you cook it in the sun, temporarily it becomes congealed, but eventually it'll become liquid again. And therefore, it'll be the oitim mizbeah. So therefore, you'll be chayav if you eat it. So the Gemara is making a haluk now between bishulim. Bishul hama, chayav, bishul ur, patur. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Bachaman name lemahuil ve'idhe, idhe. Don't we have a rule? Once something is not ra'uy anymore, it cannot come back in. You can't reinstate it. And then once you cooked it in the sun and it became congealed and you cannot put it on the mizbeach, so once it's nidhe from the mizbeach, I don't care if it comes back to be liquid. And then you should be patur on that blood also. Gemara says, how do we know that? Deha ba'amine rabbi manim rabbi yohanan. Dam shekadash va'achalo mahu, blood that became congealed and you ate it. What's the law? Amar lehu il v'nidchay yidachay. He clearly said once it's nidchay, it's nidchay. So now we're back to the question one. Anyway, he told him this question. Ishtik. He didn't have an answer. He was quiet. He didn't have the answer. Because bottom line, you're telling me. One brayta says you cook it mepatur. Another brayta says it's congealed. You hayav. Oh, so how do you square it off? Here's mashma cooking patur, here's mashma cooking chayav. So we tried to make a chaluk how you cooked it. Even if you cooked it in the sun, once it's congealed, it's not throwing for the mizbeach anymore. Once it's not throwing for the mizbeach, it's not chay. Or even it's chay, it's chay. Says, Amal, this, Rabbi Yeh comes along and says like this. Dilma badai kan behata'ot ha-chitzoniyot kan behata'ot ha-pinimiyot. Rabbi Yeh says a big hadush now. We're making a haluk between hatat pinimi, meaning blood that goes on the inner mizbeah, and blood that goes on the outer mizbeah. We want to make such a haluk. Oh, where do we see such a haluk that there's a haluk between the blood? Nothing to do with cooking it in the sun or cooking it in the fire anymore. Which means it all depends on where the blood goes. If the blood goes on the inner mizbeach, there's one law, and the blood goes on the outer mizbeach, there's another law. What are we talking? Continue reading. Amar. So Rabba said, "Adachtaran milta." He says, "You know something? You reminded me. You're right." Amar b'chazda, dam shekarash, blood that became congealed even by cooking. You mamash cooked the blood. B'hatta'ot ha'chitzoniyot, on the blood that belongs on the outer mizbeach, ba'achalo chayav. Oh, why? Because it says ve'lakach ve'natan amar rachmana. It says take the blood and put it on the mizbeach. Dam shekarash, you could take it. It's takeable. V'hai bar lekihah u'netinahu. However, b'hatta'ot ha'pinimiyot v'achalo patur. But if you ate blood that was congealed on the inner mizbeach, so you'd be patur. Why? V'tabal v'hizah amar rachmana. Because the Torah says you have to dip your finger in the blood, because you dip something in something that's congealed. V'hai lav bar tibila v'hazahu. And therefore it's non-dippable. And therefore the Abayah is giving a new answer and Rabbah is confirming it. Which is according to this answer, it's got nothing to do with cooking. Which is, it's possible that dam shebishlo, you could be hayav also. What's the, and not okay, cooking in a fire, that's not the haluk anymore. The question is, what type of blood is it?
Dry blood.
If it's dry blood that was cooked. So the question is, if this blood is dry blood, if it's not ui to go on the mizbeah ha-chitzon, which dry blood is, because the Torah doesn't say on the outside there, v'tabal, you have to dip. So therefore such blood is going to be chayav if you ate it. But if the blood is ra'ui to go on the mizbeach ha-pinimi, so then since it's not ra'ui to go on the mizbeach, because you need v'tabal, so there can be blood. So it's nothing to do with bishlo or not bishlo. It depends where this blood goes. I'm reading inside. Abaye metelet stakusha. Ayedav chana bedam hatat chitzonit. And pinny meat. For example, certain things only go on the outer mizbeach, the inner mizbeach. You go pari alim davar shel sibur, seida avodah zarah, they go on the inner mizbeach. Habraita shekabah shim hikfa et adam yachayav is talking about blood from a korban that goes on the outer mizbeach. And the braita that said hikfa adam patur, or cooking is patur, that's talking about cooking and it became congealed on stuff that goes on the inner mizbeach. That's the riduk. Which means, good, that's the way it is. Abaye noter legamri mitirutso shel Rabban. Very important to know this what we're reading now. Abaye is saying a totally different answer than we learned above. En evdel im adam hukrash bechama o be'ur. I don't care if it was cooked in the sun, I don't care. Cooking is not the issue. Because even blood that was cooked would be ra'ui to go on the mizbeah. Hadin talurak besuga korban. For example, dam hatat pini meat that became congealed, if you ate it, patur, because you can't dip it. It's not over from Mizbeah. Dam ola that goes on the, or dam shilamim that goes on the Mizbeah ha-chaitzon, that was cooked and congealed, since it can go on the Mizbeah, give me chayav, no answer. So comes the Gemara and says, good. The Rava Dide Amar. The Rava comes along and says, "What difference is? Afilu b'hatayot apinimiyot v'achalo hayav. Hoil u'kenegdo ra'ui b'hatayot achitzonuyot." Which means, Rava is more machmir. He says, even if you ate congealed blood that belonged on the inside b'hatayot apinimiyot, we really it's not the mizbeach. But since this blood would be ra'ui for hatat or for the mizbeach ha-chitzon, so therefore yechayav on it. Which even though it's not ra'ui for the pinimi, but since blood like this would be ra'ui for the chitzon, even though it's not going on the chitzon, but it's blood, and therefore the blood itself would be ra'ui in this state on the outer mizbeach, yechayav. So Rabbah is much more stringent. Rabbah, even though this is a korban pinimit, this blood itself is pasul for the mizbeach penimi. I cannot sprinkle it on the mizbeach penimi like this. And he's made bitaval. But since it's blood, what is it? Blood. And blood in this state would be kasher for another mizbeach, then we have. He doesn't make the chaluk. Exactly. He doesn't make the chaluk between penimit and chitzonit. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabban Maskin, Kshedam hatat pinimit is not ra'ui. And he also, who is the yidhe? Ubekol makom sove shegam ha'ochel dam shel hatat pinimit hayav. לדעת ראשי שנתברה בערה קודם מכוונת רבה גם לדם שנתפשר באור. לא רק בזה טעמו, כי למרות שדם זה של חטאת הפנימית נפסל, מכל מקום דם של חטאת רצונות באותו מצב יראו לעבודה. כיוון שכך יש אדם זה שם ראו לעבודה. Which means, אם לא סתתו לעבודה, זה פנימית, אבל אני ראוי in the stage of the... Hitzuna. So the Gemara says, "Once you're introducing me this, look at this fellow." The Gemara says, "Amar Papa Elkach Dam Hamor Shekarash VaAchalo Hayav." The blood of a Hamor. Now hold it. Can the blood of a Hamor go on the Mizbeach? Of course not. You don't put Dam Hamor on the Mizbeach. Say, tell me to be Hayav. Who iuch kenegdora ui b'chatat Hitzuna? Because I don't care what the blood is. Blood in this state. Other bloods. Of course other bloods. Because in the case of the hatat pinimit, is this blood ra'ui to go on the pinimit? By the way, blood that congealed, the gabedim is like blood of a hamor. It's not ra'ui to go on the pinimit. And still you're telling me, but since other bloods, or since other bloods in this state have a mizbeach connection, the Gemara says, this one, no. This is a Hatat Pinimi. This one doesn't go on the Haitzona. But other bloods in this state, yeah. So same with Dam Hamor then. Dam Hamor doesn't go on the Mizbeach. But blood in this state, other bloods in this state, would go on the Mizbeach. Once already you're telling me, Ra'ui, you know, in the state that it's in, it's Ra'ui. They're already including much more items. That's what we did. We include even Dam Hamor now, according to Ramah. Okay. Go one step further. New point. Amar Rav Gidal Amar Ze'iri Dam Ben Lach Ben Yavesh Chotzetz. Side point. You go to mikveh. There's blood on your hand. Is it a Hatitza or not? So the Gemara says, whether it's dry blood, whether it's moist still, it's a Hatitza. Metiveh Hadam Badiyo Vadivash Vechanav Yivishin Chotzetzin Lachin En Chotzetzin. Gemara has a question. It says clearly, blood is only a hatzitza when it's dry, not when it's moist. Gemara answers like kashar. Had sarich, had lo sarich. Sarich ul samech, which means if the blood is moist enough where it's dripping, it's not stuck, it's moving, then already it's not a hatzitza. But it can be moist, but it's already starting to dry where it's not even moving anymore, then it will be a hatitza. So in lach, we're making a chiluk. Lach, this tarikh, no hatitza, because it's very moist, it's moving. Mashiachim, when it's sticky already, where it's not moving, it is a hatitza. Go further, it's said in the pasuk, bamelach timlach. Back to the salting laws. What's the double language? Bamelach, Timlach. So Gemara says, Timlach, lemayata, lechtetanya, bamelach. Yakol tevonehu? Do you think you would have to tevonehu? I don't know what that word tevonehu means. I'll wait for the Gemara to tell me what tevonehu means. But the Gemara says, you think tevonehu? Tamud omar, Timlach. Timlach teaches me you don't have to be tevonehu. E Timlach, yakol bamelach. Oh, I would have thought maybe I could use salt water. Tamud omar, bamelach. So from the word Bamelach teaches me it's got to be actual salt. Timlach teaches me you don't be Tivonehu. It comes in like this. Velo tashbit melach. Then it says in the pasuk, do not break the covenant of salt. Tashbit, do not break the salt. Have melach she'ena shovetet. Bring me salt from a place that it never ends. That the water produces salt all year long. A salt that's not tashbit. The salt is produced summer, winter. Where's that from? Ve'ezu melach sedumit. That's from the melach sedumit, from the Dead Sea, that produces salt all year long. Uminayin shim lo matza melach sedumit shemevi melach istirokanit. How do we know you could bring the salt from even the ground, not from the melach sedumit from the waters over there? Tavudomar takriv kol takriv kol shehu, any type of item. The kashtayla brings salt from a place that produces salt all year long. like the washes up. The salt washes up all year long from the water. That's the chetayra. But it can even bring from the karka and from places like that because it says takriv. Oh, takriv mikol makom. Then it says takriv. You can even bring the salt from chutz la'aretz. That doesn't mean made Israel. And takriv we also learned vafilu b'shabbat. You could salt the pieces of meat even on Shabbat. There's no isur over there. Takriv vafilu betumah. That comes and teaches me that even when you bring a korban betumah, it still gets salt. Okay, now we finish the v'raita. Gemara goes back. Mai tevonehu. Remember we said in the v'raita, it says bamela temlah. You would have thought tevonehu. Kamashman, you don't have to be tevonehu. What is it tevonehu? Gemara says few answers. My tevonu amar abavru laachi kamar yachol yetabenenu keteben or keteben batit, which is tevonehu is like from the word teven. It's like I guess what straw. When you make teat cement, they used to put a lot of straw in. There's a big consistency of the straw in the cement. So therefore, you would have thought yachol tevonenu, which means you should put a lot of consistency of salt, like the consistency of the tevin that's in the cement. Kamashman, no, you don't have to put so much salt. Amar le abaye iache yitabenenu bebeile. Okay, grammar. If it meant tevin, it should have said yitabenenu. That can't be that. El amar abaye yachol yasinu kebinyan. Maybe you have to pile the salt on the meat like a building. It should say yibnenu. Okay, so what is it then? El amar Rava yachol tevonehu. My tevonehu amar Rava she yachol yiten botam kabina. Talmud lomar temlah. Tevonehu vashum bina. Just a little wisdom in a person's brain already gives him ta'am, gives him understanding. So you would have thought, tevoneu, just put a little salt on it to give it a little ta'am, just like bina, gives a person a little understanding, or you use a little bina, already the guy's still smart. So maybe tevoneu, just put a drop of salt. Kabashmala, no, you gotta put a nice amount. Ketzad, how much do you put? Ketzad ose, eh? Mevia ever v'notin alad melah. You put the ever, you put salt on it. V'chozer v'ofko. Then you turn it on the other side. V'notin alea melah u'ma'aleo. So you just flip it over. Amar abaye v'chen kedera. Which means when you want to cook a piece of meat. Now I teach you how to salt meat. Same thing. You don't gotta pile it on all that. You have to just put it on one side, flip it over, put it on the other side. Gemara keeps on Rabbanan. Melach she'algabe ha'ever mo'alim bo. The salt that's on the ever, that's on the limb. There's me'ila. You're not allowed to benefit from it. It's kodesh. She'algabe ha'kevesh she'berosho she'mizbeyach en mo'alim bo. But let's say some of the salt fell off the ever and landed on the kevesh, on the ramp. Or it landed on top of the mizbeach. So that salt in mu'alimbu. What do you get this pasuk from? Where's the pasuk? Ve'kraptem lefnei Hashem ve'shlichu hakonim alehem melach ve'ailu otam olah l'Hashem. That the melach, when it's on the korban, it's called an olah. So then there's me'ilah. But when it's not on the korban, it's not called an olah. Dafka when the melech is on the korban, it's called an olah. Tenanatam ala melech v'ala aitzim. We learned in the Mishnah, it says in Masechet Shekalim, that the Beit Din made a tenai. Beit Din made a condition that shiyu kohanim ne'utim behem, that the kohanim can benefit from the salt and from the wood. They can use it for their personal use. They could use the wood of the Beit HaMikdash and the salt. Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela nekorbanam. What do you mean you could use it? And you could use it for the korbanot. If they're bringing their korban, they could use the salt of the Beit HaMikdash and the wood. Aval achila lo. But they can't use the salt for eating. I mean, they can't use the salt of the Beit HaMikdash for their personal eating. The Gemara says, lo kasal kadatach. Gemara says we do not lo. In the korbanam lo. Aval korbanam aval leachida lo. Period. Kasakad atach. My le korbanam. What does mean le korbanam? Limloach korbanam. To salter korbanot. Leechol. And what does that leechol mean? Achilat kadashim. When they're eating kodesh, they cannot use the salt to put on their meat. Gemara says can't be. Hashta limloach orot kadashim. Yehavina. La'achilat kadashim. La yehavina. They're allowed to use the salt to salt the skin of the animal. The skins of the animal, for example, of the ola, go to the kohen. For whatever reason, they used to salt them. If you're allowed to salt the skins of the animal, so certainly, from the salt of the Beit HaMikdash, so certainly you'd be able to salt the achila, which is mitzvah of kodesh. The skin's not even a mitzvah. And we don't use the salt to skin to salt them. So kodesh kavahomer, you're allowed to use the salt for achila. How do we know they used to salt the skins? The Tanya. Nimset ata omer, b'shlosha mekomot hamelach netuna. There were three places where the salt in the Beit HaMikdash was placed. B'lishkat hamelach, that was the salt room, the salt treasury. Ve'al gabei hakebesh, on top of the ramp. U'b'rosho shel mizbeach, and on top of the mizbeach. B'lishkat hamelach, she'sham molchim orot kadashim. That's what they used to do in that place. They used to take the skins and salt it over there. Al gabei hakevesh, what did they have salt on the ramp for? Shesham molchim et ha'evarim. When they would bring the limbs up on the mizbeach, as they walk up to mizbeach, the salt is right there. They put the salt on. Beroshu shel mizbeach, shesham molchim hakometz v'alibona v'ketoret u'menchat kohanim u'menchat kohen mashiach u'menchat nesachim ve'olat ta'of. What would they do with the salt that was on the mizbeach? So they would salt the kometz, that's the mincha. Lebona, also that went with the mincha. Ketoret, I don't understand the ketoret, because the ketoret wasn't brought on the mizbeach haitzon. The ketoret was brought on the mizbeach penimi, so I don't know what this ketoret is doing over here. We'll see Tosafot in a second. Umenchat kohanim, the mincha that the kohanim brought. Umenchat kohen mashiach, that's the habitin that the kohen used to bring, every day. Umenchat nesachim, ve'olat ta'of. So Gemara says, "Look at Tosafot, that ketoret." Rim Tomar, "Lama molchamit haketoret b'roshu shel mizbeach yoter ma'al hakevesh?" It's the better question. "V'halo mizbeach penimi haya karov." Better to use the salt from the kevesh to salt the ketoret because it's closer to mizbeach penimi. Why walk it all the way up to mizbeach, salt it, walk it all the way down and go inside? Just salt it from the kevesh. Shlomar, the fishah b'kevesh yam tichlech. Bedama evarim. We'll get dirty on the kevish. Could be the salt also was dirty from the blood and stuff like that, so they didn't want to spoil the ketoret. Aval al mizbeach yu molchin davar yavesh. Kometz lebona. On top of the mizbeach was dry stuff. So therefore the salt, I guess, there was no less blood there. So just for cleanliness purposes. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Elamai lechorbanam. Oh, so we got to go with the pimp. What does it mean, the korbanam? That you can use the salt for korbanam. Don't tell me to eat the korbanam, because pashut they can eat the korbanam. That's pashut. But I'm sorry. Pashut they can eat the korbanam. Don't tell me that korbanam means to bring the korbanam no achila. For sure they can have achila. If they can use it for the skins, they can use it for the achila. So then what does it mean in the medical condition? Elamai le korbanam, la achilat korbanam. Oh, so it means achila. Achila is mutar. The korbanam, achilat korbanam. Umay achila. What does it mean? But not for achila. Achila dechulin. To eat their own meat. Not non-korban meat. Non-sacrificial meat. Stand. They want to have a piece of meat. They can't use the melah. But it's chulin pshita. May ba'u hatam. Right. What do you mean? Of course you can't. You can't bring chulin. What do you bring a chulin in the Beit HaMikdash anyway for? The salt is in the Beit HaMikdash. So the chonin is not even there in the first place. That you're telling me that you can't use the salt. My ba'o adam. What is the chonin me doing there? No, I forgot the amar mo. Because we have a statement. Yochelu or yochelu. She yochelu emma chonin utruma. Kiddush din ne'echelet ala soba. What is that referring to? This is referring to the mincha. The mincha has to be eaten in a mechubad way, like rich people eat it. Rich people, they don't eat on an empty stomach. So therefore you're supposed to fill yourself up a little, like ala soba, to become a little full, then you eat the mincha. L'mashchatam, it says. L'gdula. So, what would the Kohen do? He would bring regular meat, terumah, eat himself, then he would eat the mincha. So you would have thought that what? That since he's eating the hulin meat, letzorech amincha, so therefore maybe you can use the salt. Afilu acheh. Melach de kadashim no yavin alehu. That's the hadush. Still, you don't use melach. We're saying regular holin meat, pashut. We're saying even the holin meat that you're using to eat prior to the mincha, you don't use either. Amar le Rabbi Nelah Rav Ashi, hachin amem mistabra. Makes sense to say that. The is al kadatach. May le korbanam limloach. Because if you're going to tell me, that what did it mean the korbanam? That you can't salt the korbanot. Going back to that, they told me the korbanam means that you can't salt the korbanot. Because it's tama de atne bedin. So bedin made it tanai, correct? Which means the korbanam means. The korbanam means to salt the korbanot. So it says because bedin made it tanai. Tamad atne bedin, halu atne bedin. Lo, you tell me, and if they didn't make a tanai, wouldn't be allowed, which means they would not be allowed to sort their korbanot. Hashtal Yisrael yehavinan, the kohavin lo yehavinan. If Yisrael walks into the Beit Hamikdash to bring his korban, we give him salt. The kohen we're not going to give him, which is what do I need a tanai bedin? If Israel comes to the Beit HaMikdash to bring his korban, where's the salt come from? From the treasury. Does it come from? He doesn't bring his salt, beg his salt from home. So therefore the Gemara is saying, you're right, it can't be that the Braita is coming to tell me that the Kohanim could use the salt for the earth to put on their korbanot. If Israel could use it, his korban, so what, Kohen cannot? The Tanya, Yachol HaOmer Halei Alay Mincha. Let's say a guy says, I want to bring a mincha. Yavi Melach Metuch Beto. You think he has to bring the salt from his house? Kederich shemivil levona mitoch beto. Levona yesterday, but the salt no. Gemara says bedin. Oh, yes, maybe yeah. Maybe I'll make a gezira shava. Ne'emar have mincha. It says you have to bring mincha. Ve'ave melach. And it says you have to bring salt. So ve'ne'emar have mincha ve'ave levona. And it says bring the mincha. And it says bring the levona. So I would have said ma levona mitoch beto, af melach mitoch beto. I would have thought that maybe just like levona he has to bring. So maybe he has to bring the salt. Or kelach lederek zu. Or maybe go the other way. Ne'emar havi mincha v'havi melach. V'ne'emar havi mincha v'havi etzim. You have to bring wood also for the mincha. Ma etzim mishil tzibur. I would have thought maybe just like the wood comes from the tzibur. Af melach mishil tzibur. So I can go either way now. Do I compare the salt to the levona that he brings from home? Or do I compare the salt to the wood that he, the tzibur, comes from the tzibur? Well, I'll see what it's more analogous to. I'm going to compare it to something that's nohek to all zevachim. Wood is nohek to all zevachim. Correct? Wood and salt are nohek to all zevachim. But levona, levona only goes to merhat. There's no levona on zevachim. Therefore, my first idea would say compare it to etzim. Or maybe not. Or klak lederek zu. Maybe go the other way. Danin davar haba ima bechli echad, medavar haba ima bechli echad. Val yuchichu etzim shenam bim ima bechli echad. I would compare things maybe that come together within the same keli. The vona comes with the mincha in the same keli. The melach comes in the same keli. Mashik and the etzim are separate. So maybe I compare it to the vona. So as you know what the bottom line is, Talmud Omar, Berit Melach Olam Hu. The salt is called Berit Melach Olam. From the Jewish people, berit olam. Man le'alam mishil sibur, afkan mishil sibur. That's by lechem apanim, it says it. Berit olam, belechem apanim ketiv. Where does lahm panim come from? The sibur. This is berit olam. And it says me'lah by the mincha, berit olam. So it must be, just like that comes from the sibur, this comes from the sibur. So therefore, back to our story. It's pashut that when it says the korbanam, that they use the salt of the korbanam, I don't need the braita to tell me that they made a tanai in the bedin that you could use the salt for the korban. If you could use if the salt for Israel when he brings his korban comes from sibur, of course, a kohen, why shouldn't be able to use the salt for his korban? Now, just Gemara just proved us that the salt comes from the sibur. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Mordechai Rabbi Asher, Haki ka'amar Rabbi Shisha Bered Rabbi Idi. We need the hadush. Lo nitzricha ela leben Bukhri. The hadush is for a rabbi called Ben Bukhri. Zitnan. Amar of Yehuda. Ya'id Ben Bukhri biyavne. Kol kohen sheshokel eno chote. Interesting. Is the kohen chayav in mahasita shekel? So Ben Bukhri testified, or it was a testimony from Ben Bukhri, that if a kohen gives mahasita shekel, he's not making a sin. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have to. But if he gives, he's not making a sin. Skola over la pikudim. Only those that were counted, even if he wasn't counted. So the kohanim are peturim. Now, I would have said that maybe he's making a sin. Because once the shekel is not kodesh, it's holin, you're bringing holin azara. Now there's money here that's not sanctified, really. Because you're not hayav. Therefore, the korban now is holin azara. But he says, no. In hote. Amma lo Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai. Lo. Ki ela kol kohen she'ena shokel chote. He says the opposite. He has to give. Kol kohen she'ena shokel chote. It says ze yitenu. Ze gematria is 12 tribes. Not my gematria. Rashi says kol kohen she'ena shokel chote. Bishkalim mefresh tamad dektiv ze yitenu. Ze gematria shnei ma'asar shevatim. Vanu shevet levi. So kol ha'over hayat. So big machloket. So let's answer. They really chayav. They have to give the shekel like everybody else. But what are they kohanim? Kohanim are wise guys. And the kohanim doshim mikra ze la'atzman. But the kohanim found the pasuk and they made a derasha to protect them from mahalit shekel from their own derasha. Well, what does it say? Vechol mechat kohen kalil tehiye lo ta'achel. The kohen's mincha. What do we do when a kohen brings the mincha? There's no komitz. Normally when you say he brings a mincha, there's a komitz, komitz goes on the mizbeah and everything's good. When a kohen brings a mincha, what happens? The whole mincha goes on the mizbeah. Now, ho'il ve'omer ushte alechem ve'lechem epanim shelanuhi. He said, who eats the shte alechem on Shavuot? We do, kohanim. Who eats the lechem epanim? We do. That's called minchat kohen. He'ach ne'echalim. If we're going to give half a shekel, it turns out that becomes Menachat Kohen. If it becomes Menachat Kohen, it's got to go all in the Mizbeah. We can't eat it. One time. The law is that whatever is called Menachat Kohen, it goes on the Mizbeah. Kalil Taktar, it goes all in the Mizbeah. They said, how are we eating the Lechem Epanim? If we're giving the Mahasita Shekel, that means this Lechem Epanim is ours. If it's ours, it's called Menachat Kohen. We can't eat it. So therefore, if we want to eat the lechem epanim, we cannot chip into the mahasita shekel. That was the kohanim's derasha to protect them from the hefesh shekel. Well, the Ben Bukhri. Now let's go back to Ben Bukhri. Kivan de lechetchila lo mechayev. Since lechetchila, you're not chayav. Leetuye ki maite nami choteu dekam ma'ayde chodin na'azara. I'm going to ask a question. According to Ben Bukhri, you're telling me lechetchila, you don't have to bring. But you're not considered a sinner. Why are you not a sinner? You're bringing Cholin Na'azara now. You're bringing non-sanctified money to the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore it's going to be Cholin. The mighty umasar deho nesibur. The case is talking about where when they gave it over to the Sibur, that means they didn't give it l'shem ma'asita shekel. They bring it and they give it over to the Sibur so it becomes Kodesh. They will moser it over to the Sibur. Not saying it is ma'asita shekel. It's not my nechayav ma'asita shekel. It's like a donation. They must send it over to the sibur. Oh, so therefore salka datachamina. So I would have thought that what kizachel lehu rachamana liyisrael deit lehu lishka. So I would have thought that when the Torah said that the melach you can use for korbanot. Who is the korbanot used for? For the people that pay for it. Who pays for the melach? Israel. The melach comes from the machzit shekel. The Israel di itu lishka. The kohanim di itu lishka lo zachi leruach mana kamash ma'alan. That's the hadush of the braita. The fact that they had to make a tenai to say what? That the kohanim can use the salt for the korbanot. Hashtag Israel can use it for his korbanot. You have to tell me a kohen? Yeah. Because according to Ben Bukhari, since they're not chayav in paying for ma'asit ha-shekel, so the salt doesn't come from them. So therefore, I would have thought only those that pay for the salt get to use the salt. Kamash ma'alan, that they made it tonight bedin, that even though the kohen don't pay for the salt, they'll be able to use it on the korbanot. That's the chadush of the statement. No, didn't retract. It says whoever gives it is not chaya, but you're not a sin if you give it. You're not making a sin. So the Gemara, what do you mean I'm making a sin? You're not making a sin. No, you give it over. Lo l'shem ma'asit ha-shekel. They give it over as a donation to the Beit HaMikdash. But it's not chayuv that they're part of the salt. They're not part of the salt. It's not chayuv ma'asit ha-shekel.
They gave it
as a donation. That's why it's not a sin. But since they're not part of the salt, they didn't pay for the salt technically, because they didn't have to pay for the shekel, so they can't use the salt. That's why it says the right that they made a bet, it's not a bedin. The rabbis decided, even though they don't pay for the salt, we're going to allow them to, because they can decide what they're doing, what they're doing. They control the mammon. So they could say, we want this mammon to be used as such for the Quranim. Good? That's it. Top line. He is a chilu rahmana. Lishka, the mnokurbana mishelek desh Israel, ude zachile. Mishum deitu lishka. Kilomar shehem natnu ashkalim. Bilishka, they paid for it. They gave the money to the lishka. Shemehem nichnea melach. Abakon shem chayim lishkolo lakis tarich tena. That's why you need it tena.